It seems I'm not so popular with certain people. One of them is your wife, Mr. King. She is very worried about me advocating for students. However, I want to commend her for bringing attention on her social media posts to some of my greatest accomplishments, like being the youngest person ever to give a speech on stage at a Trump rally. The crowd was over 10,000 people and millions more online. Also the fact I've been involved in politics since I was 6 years old. That was my own choosing, as my parents were completely uninvolved in politics until I expressed an interest in it. So, your wife, Mr. King, is upset that a 14-year-old is advocating so well for herself and others, that she's making her own decisions about the direction of her life. Apparently, she fails to recognize her own hypocrisy in all this, considering she supports the Pride movement, a movement that openly touts children as...
Wait, there's no personal attacks.
As toddlers deciding to change their gender. Let me speak.
No.
And adults... And adults must affirm that child's
will. Look at that social media.
Keep going, Amelia.
Mr. King. I reclaim my time. This is my time to speak, not yours. Mr. King, others weigh in. Mr. King, others weigh in on your wife's social media post. One called me an unfortunate child. I'm not unfortunate at all. The unfortunate children are those of leftist parents who use their children's transgender identity as a badge of honor. As a badge of honor, who fight to keep graphic books in school libraries so their children can read them, then be susceptible to being groomed or victims of crimes. They want drag queens in schools and even take their kids to pride parades where men and women expose their and everyone touts the virtues or lack thereof of being part of all that insanity. No to all that. I am an extremely fortunate child. My parents taught me morals and values and how to prudently think and do my own research. I have a dad who works extremely hard and even risked his life to serve our country in 2 wars. So I've learned respect for the American flag, Pledge of Allegiance, veterans, and love for our country. My parents recognized the decline of public schools and saved me from that toxic environment. I'm learning more being homeschooled than I ever did in public school. Perhaps your wife and her ilk feel threatened by me advocating for kids because I pose a threat to their system, a system that indoctrinates kids into mindless activists who will be unable to fully function in the real world or lead happy lives. My advice is to stop worrying about me and worry about the effects the public school's destructive agendas are having on your own kids. I'm the fortunate one here. Your kids, not so much. Thank you.